Blog Talk Radio. Hello, it's Psyche's Gone Wild, and there's a little fever for all of you guys and all of you ones who thought the sun was going to grab us today. We had a lot of people calling in, and we're going back to being wilder than ever. We have a few calls, and we'll be doing some calls. We promised tonight we wouldn't be talking at all. We would just be giving out readings. You got me, and you've got Amy Kavanaugh in the wings. We had a very good fun time last night with Dina Flanagan. Your work is like crazy, and we've got you guys all calling in. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. 7738976461 for your fun. I got to tease a few of you. I know that a lot of you are calling in right now, and we're starting to get the building up. This 9 p.m. is to give it later. I know you guys are teasing about the 2012. We promised you readings. We're going to give away two prizes tonight. We teased them last night, Amy, and told them that you said, and it was an Amy said game, that give them two prizes instead of one. And so we've got two names pulled that we'll be giving out here at the half an hour for two winners that put in for our Christmas basket. Kelly got a hold of us, Colder, and she's headed across the country, and she put in a little more. She wants to continue on with a thank you week. So next Friday, we'll be giving away a prize again to thank you to those of you who've put in. So continue to put in for the Christmas. We're not done celebrating here. So next week, even after the holiday, we're going to do a thank you present, and you have a chance to win again. So Amy, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good so far. I know a lot of people are disappointed that they're still here. People thought it was going to be, they were getting an easy way out. And then I have a lot of people asking about the 3 days of darkness that are supposed to, be upon us now that we've entered this new phase. So I don't know. I think my answer to that, and I said, we're not going to talk, and I'm talking. If you want darkness, you can have darkness. You know, we create our own reality. So anyway.
Hell no, that's it. I love that, Amy. Exactly. Amy said, you know, like she promised you guys readings, we're going to run you wild. Amy, you heard last night, we've got them lined up back to back. They've been waiting for you. Last night, me and Dina were teasing them. They were writing about you on there.
I saw and heard it all.
We got them.
It's all in good fun. You know what? If it's not funny, it's not spiritual. So I'm glad that we all have a good time with this stuff.
We love Amy. And Amy, you know, you've always been one of the most funnest ones we got. We're going to start right off across the water. We're going to jump a pond and go into United Kingdom here. And I think your number is 14420. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Jethro. How are you doing?
Very good. I thank you for calling in. I'm not sure where you are, but I'm sure it's the United Kingdom, if I'm correct.
Yes, I am in the southeast of England. That's correct.
Excellent. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on Psychics Gone Wild. I feel honored. I'm Psychic Jethro, and you've got Amy Kavanaugh tonight. Amy's got her cards, and I've got my angels, and we're ready. If you'll give us your name and a little bit of energy, we'll give you a reading.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Amy, and thanks for hosting this talk, and thanks for taking my call. My name is Dipankar, I'm on a spiritual path. I'm married, and I'm on a full-time job. My work life and my relationship with my wife has been a bit up and down over the last couple of years. So just wanted to know a bit about how my career, my family life, and my spiritual path is going to be like in 2013. So my name is Dipankar, and let me know if you wanted my date of birth.
Okay, that's why I was having a hard time hearing his question. Was it because...
Do you want me to repeat the question?
Yes.
Okay. I'm on a spiritual path. I'm married and I'm in a full-time job. My relationship with my wife and my work life have been a bit up and down. So I just wanted to know a bit about how my career, my family life, and my spiritual path is going to be like in 2013.
Okay. Perfect. Well, what I'm doing tonight is I'm using some cards that I just got that are called Mary Magdalene cards. And the important thing about cards is like all of the readings, no matter whether you're getting channeling or you're getting intuitive reading or anything. It's really based on symbols, and that's really what words are symbols for symbols. So anyway, I just wanted to give you a little bit. And it's like you don't have to like worship Mary Magdalene for the reading to resonate. And what I've done is thrown this thing called the Halo of Love. And it's interesting because of the four cards, they're broken down into four categories, knowledge, faith, wisdom, and love. And three of your four cards are love. As far as what I'm seeing here is that you are very, very intelligent, and that you are also very worldly. And I'm getting that from the second card, which is the symbol of the three vessels. And that card shows up for someone who can, you know, some people can only live their life in, you know, there's a world that's familiar. But this card shows that you've got a great deal of diversity in your life. And it's also telling me that you're enormously, enormously compassionate, and compassionate, you know, for others, and you know, compassion in the workplace equates to, you know, being, how would I say this? When you're talking about it with respect to work, not just that you have passion for your work, but you work for the higher good. You're not just doing it for the money, and that you're a team player and things like that. But what I'm seeing is kind of the missing link here is as far as both your, you know, and there's, like I said, there's three love cards here. So there's certainly there's not a lack of love in this equation. But what I'm seeing is that you're not being clear enough to the universe as to what you want. What you want, the universe needs will give us whatever we want. So if we're not specific, or you know, even worse, if we want 3 days of darkness, voila, you can have 3 days of darkness. But I feel that not being specific enough, both with your career goals, and I don't know if that necessarily means just speaking to your boss or, you know, upper management, but maybe it's just sort of an internal thing, and you're not being specific enough in your relationship to manifest everything that both of the, you know, your relationship, you know, your romantic relationship, your marriage, and your career, you're not being specific enough to the universe as to what you want out of both of those things. So I think that you would greatly benefit by taking some quiet time and, you know, just write. So you don't have to write like pages and pages, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be checked for grammar or anything like that. You know, just write out some specific, write out and kind of hone in what your aspirations are, both, you know, in your marriage and in your career, because as soon as you identify it, that's when it will manifest itself. So anyway, so that's the three, you know, those are the four cards. It is actually, you know, it's a pretty powerful reading, because you're coming from, you know, it's saying that you're coming with a great deal of knowledge, and you can see situations. Not everyone can always see everything, but you can see the big picture. And I think that's sort of playing exactly against the fact, see the big picture so that you want it all, but we can't have it all because there just isn't enough, you know, there's not enough. If we have it all, then it's as if we have nothing. So I think that you'll find greater happiness in both your marriage and your career if you clarify to the universe exactly what you want out of both those relationships. So that's what I got.
Very good. And we thank you for calling in. Do make sure and follow us on the site there if you're doing it. If you're on iTunes, you know to make sure and get a hold of us at Psychic Jethro AOL or PsychicStoneWild.com. And we thank you. Thank you for tuning in there. Tell the friends over there. We wave at you across the pond.
Yeah, sure, I will. Can I just ask what kind of psychic abilities do you think I can develop? And when do you think I'll be able to open my third eye?
Oh, yes, you can. And you asked the right person here. I was born with this and it opened my life. I feel with you in the energies that the strengthening is already happening. I feel that part of your ascension and the other work that you've got going on here is that this is part of what Amy was clarifying. We're both agreeing on with your path. And that's what that strengthening is. I feel that you're going to be able to really go into that positive of it. And they're telling me within the next couple months, you've already got some of the senses. You'll be able to even strengthen in your seeing and sensing there. You know, you have your eyes closed. You're seeing other things in the room. And you're doing that work in that area. We thank you. And going on, we have to roll. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a lot of people calling. We thank you, and we go right into.
He's in the room.
253, how are you? Here. 253, are you in the room?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Rockin', here we go. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're on the air live on Psychics Gone Wild with Amy Kavanoff. Do you want to give us a little bit of your name? You've got a lot of energy on both sides here working, so you're going to get probably a strong reading. I see a lot of energy here coming your way. Are you at a point where you're kind of setting down?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Go ahead and give us your name, and then we'll go from there.
I'm Blake.
Amy, you want to go ahead, ladies first, and start? Can you feel the energy? They're telling us a lot here with him. They're telling me there's a lot of things going on. It's, you've got a lot of activity that's happening in your life. You're starting to take the change of handling what you're going to do and looking at what they want. The other part of the energy, I feel a lot of love here and energy coming from the other side. You have a person that's passed away on the other side.
Yeah, Eagle Man.
Pretty strong, pretty intense, and is telling me right now that, you know, the sense of humor and the fun of life is not all that he kind of left for you. You've done really well. You're from a family that went through a loss of a person here very close and very strong in your family, and you guys have continued on and done very well. You and your sibling, and I feel like the other parent that's there, he's telling me real strong that you are looking at doing some things of your own. Is this college you're looking at later? There's something you intended to do that you've been going through, and then you kind of dropped the ball. You're not. Are you playing as much as you used to?
For baseball, no. But I've changed to like hunting and fishing.
That's
that was like a big hobby.
He seems very happy with this. He says that it seems like this was kind of a part of life that he knew that was kind of coming, that you would go through this, I want to say phase, but also that would happen. You were playing ball when this person was alive.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of this, and I thank you for bearing with me, you guys. I know this is really a lot of energy. You're feeling me get hyper and hyper. We've got Amy doing a lot of strength behind this. This parent is just like, woom, woom with me. It's like they spin me around in here in this chair, and I'm going, okay, we got to be good. This is a very funny sense of humor. He's telling me very funny that, you know, the dating thing with you, that, you know, you're not going to be like him and just date the person that didn't want to go out with you at first. Something about her.
He's
making jokes about your mom is what he's doing. He's teasing about that. I guess he first asked her out, and she didn't want to go out with him.
Yep.
Yeah, and he had to kind of chase her, and it was worth the chase is what he's saying. Oh, my God. Are we ready for this on adult TV? Radio? Where are we at here? We're on radio. Okay, good. He's also making me laugh. I've got to tell you some really strong things here, that the energy and the love there is really strong. You're not only handling other energies, but you're also putting out strength to this. You do feel him and see him. This is that eagle that you see flying over. You guys knew this when he was alive. You it's like his totem is very strong there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy, you help me here.
Yeah. I through the cards, well, first of all, and it's like, I'm like sort of, yes, presence is definitely, like it's like shivering up and down my spine. But I just want to focus on the cards that that I threw, because it's very powerful. It's four cards. Like I was saying, they come in four categories, and you got one of each category, the knowledge, the love, the wisdom, and the faith. No, the knowledge card is the awakening. That's where you are right now. You're at a huge turning point at your life, and but you're being given. It doesn't feel like you're doing anything, but you really are doing something really important right now, which is being given the tools to move forward with your life and make sense of some of the things that have happened along the way that maybe in the past didn't seem to make sense or seemed unfair or something. The second card I have, this is where your major source of support comes, and it's a love card, and it's the love of your mother. It's interesting that that card came up right in that place. Is that you know, that the strong love of your from your mother is like your main source of you know, support. That not support, you know what I mean? It's your main source of feeling the love, you know, the universal love coming through your mother. She's like the channel for all of it, is what I'm trying to say here. And then where you're coming into a time, it's the symbol of the scroll and the candle, which is telling me that perhaps it's, you know, that you're going to be going back to school, or maybe if it's not going to actual school, like college school, you know, you're going to trade school or something like that. But you're coming into a time where, you know, where you're going to be given great amount of earthly wisdom, which is usually education. And then the final card is the card that's sort of like the missing link, the thing that you need to sort of focus on to manifest this stuff quicker and better and all of those kind of things. And that's a faith card, and it is the card of the visionary. So, I mean, you've got this solid thing, you know, you've had this awakening, you're coming out of sort of a period of some uncertainty and probably some sadness. You've got this powerful mother card right here in your, you know, in the gas engine to all of this, everything that's going on right now. But you are going to have to keep your eye out on the horizon, looking at the bigger picture, not so much living in the world of immediate gratification and that the payoff for your investments comes, you know, 24 hours later. That's really what's going to be keeping you moving forward, is that you can see that there's going to be gains, and they're going to be really great gains. They're just going to not be, you know, they're not going to be here by New Year's. So, I mean, that's really, it shows this, you know, the way the cards threw out shows that you're very well balanced. And that was a really, I think that's it. So anyway, and just pay attention to your spirit guides, because they're there, and they love us, and they want to help us. And they're closer than you think. If you just put out your hand sometimes, you might see a little changes in the energy. You see a little tingles in your fingertips. That's probably one of your spirit guides coming down just to make sure you're okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Continue to follow. We're definitely going to have to get a hold of us again. We're going to have to go on the next one. We got a little bit of the lights and everything going wild, and let the wild man calm down. Yes, we do love everything, and we've got a few other more people brought in. I think he's going to make me and Amy work a little longer. We're going to try to get a little more time, you guys, so hang on while the music plays, and we're going to try to save a little bit longer of Merry Christmas to you from Psyche's Gone Wild. Thank you for calling in. We are going to do that wild song we all do and see if we can get a little bit more in here on Here's the Song of Sir Magnus's on Gimme, and we want some of that Gimme Some Love, so hang on, you guys, while we try to get some time.
Give me, 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 give me
And we're giving you all our love. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro tonight on Friday night with Amy Cavanaugh. We've got 7 calls still to go. You guys, hang on. I know the phones are going nuts. They always do when Amy's here going wild with the mermaid energy that she's got. We love all of you, and we're going to start out with, guess what? It's that contest time, Christmas basket, with those of you who did it. Ah, yay, here we go, right on. We got, well, we got a lot of you guys put in. We got so many papers. I'm going to start out with the first name that was drawn tonight, Sue Billings. I've got your email. I will send it to you. Sue wrote, I had a great reading with Kelly Kohler, and thank you, Kelly. Well, Sue Billings, we've had a great time with you, and you've won yourself a Christmas basket, starting with this time we have Linda Irwin's music in there. We have some phenomenal books and some items that we hope you thoroughly enjoy. We've had a lot of requests for this, and I'm going to go ahead and let them know the news, Amy, that we've discussed this and put together an idea that we're going to continue on with the Friday night thank you after Christmas. So those of you who've enjoyed this and are putting in, continue to listen to us, continue to put in, because we're going to continue on throughout the rest of this month and going into January. We're going to be on Fridays giving away a thank you gift and continue with it. Well, we joked last night, and all of you know that we said it was an Amy said, because we wanted to blame Amy. We knew that she was strong enough to take the weight of it, but Amy said we're going to give away 2 prizes, not just one. So we pulled out another name, and the other name is Debbie Selby. Oh, yay, Debbie from Georgia. I know Debbie. Debbie,
all
it's
time.
She wrote, thank you for all you do in helping people, and have many blessings come your way, is what she wrote to PsychesGoneWild.com. Well, Debbie, many blessings to you, and Merry Christmas from Psyches Gone Wild. You also will be getting some of that fun mail. We've had a couple of you write in and say you've gotten it. Some of you haven't. It is being sent out media snail mail, and we know this time of the year we're really trying to get as many as we can. A few of you will get a little bit afterwards, and obviously Debbie and Sue will get theirs here a little after Christmas. I love everybody. I thank all of you guys. I will be on the road tomorrow night, so when you talk to me, bear with me on the show. Amy, are you wound up and ready to go again? I feel you charged over there.
Oh yeah, and I was actually doing a reading for someone in the chat room while we were listening to Sir Magnus, but I've put that those cards over to the side, and I told her that I would finish interpreting them later. I throw the cards before I hear the caller's voice, and especially after that last caller, I'm glad that I did, because it just is. So I'm going to throw 4 more here. So, Jethro, why don't you tell everybody about what we're doing in January? I promised we weren't going to talk, but I'm throwing some cards out here.
Oh, it's okay. And we've got 724. Give us your name so Amy can feel the energy with you, too, as you're talking here, 724. And then I will tell them all our fun we're going to do in January. 724, you're live.
Hi, my name's Deborah.
Deborah, hi. We are going to be doing in January, we're going to be having a class down here in Tampa, Florida. We're doing a 2-day class the first time in January of me and Amy put together to have all of you guys here that are in Tampa that are listening to our show to put together. We've also got a new friend that's going to be joining us named Peter John. He will be helping with working with body structure, working together, has done classes of yoga, other works with that. And with Amy and me together, we're going to construct here a class. We've had a lot of you guys already signing up. Those of you who know here, get a hold of me. You know, I've had it'll be a weekend event. We're looking for fun. And those of you who want to come in from out of town, get a hold of me and Amy at psychesgonewild.com, or you can call 928-284-0437, and we'll set up with you. We're going to turn right around and flip it around in March. It'll be me and Amy for a 3-day event for those of you who want to take the class. Do the balancing. Do the ascension. Amy's going to be bringing divining rods, showing you the physical ways to prove that this is physical. I'm going to be doing the raising energy with you, opening your chakras. Amy's also agreed that she's going to be doing some healing here. We're talking serious, set down Reiki work. Bring it on. Look out, friends, because it's going to happen. We're going to be taking you guys over to Clearwater on both events, the first time you come down in January, or if you can come both times in March, too. And we'll go over to Clearwater the second day and do some drumming, working in energy, raising vibrational energy, and working on totem calling energy to heighten. Deborah, I thank you for calling in. You were patient through this. I need to get a date of birth from you. You've got something going on a little bit here. I feel like you've just like a firecracker. You've got so much in there going, Deborah. I can feel it. Oh my goodness.
9/24/58.
Okay, Deborah. Well, I'm glad you don't have a short fuse. I'm trying to talk real fast and you call in. You have been listening to us a little bit, haven't you?
Yes.
I can feel the energy. I'm going to just go ahead a little bit and give a little bit of the energy, and then we'll go right into Amy's cards and go right in. I thank all of you guys. We try to give you a little bit. We've got so many callers. We did do a little bit more time to wish you a Merry Christmas. We've got with you something that's happening, Deborah. I feel there's something going on with this this excitement about business. I'm getting money. You are working. Yeah, she's so shy. I love Deborah's. But I'm teasing you too, Deborah. You got to bear with me here. We got to have fun as we go through the energy that I'm feeling like this other part of the other financing is that you've got some plans and goals that you're getting off the ground, and I feel like you kind of had to kind of whack little heads together where you are or something, or get something shook up, and it's all coming together for you. I feel the excitement in the building of is this business or. Something financially, with I've seen finances. I keep seeing coin, business.
Yes, it is.
They're telling me that there's. I feel like there's a male that you're kind of having to wake him up, move him along. You're doing that business thing of trying to pry him out of the corner or something. I feel like they keep showing me this male, and it's like he's supposed to be helping you, but you're kind of like. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're having to get him motivated. It's like, come on, you know?
Yeah, a little bit of indecisions and disagreements with him.
Okay. You've called the right now. We've got Amy, our phenomenal businesswoman. Now, listen, I love these women in business. They're like, it's just a little minor problem. I only had to smack him with a two before twice, but he's doing good. We got to get him. He's working real well now since I stepped on his foot and told him he wanted to live. No, I'm teasing you. You got to laugh here. Okay, Amy, go ahead with your cards and tell her what you've got.
Yeah, definitely. Now, again, what I'm throwing is called the Halo of Love, and it's four cards. The first card an overall big picture of yourself, and it's a card of wisdom, she who understands. So, that sort of makes sense with what Jethro was saying about, you come from a place of wisdom. Women don't know, it doesn't mean that you're not loving and things like that, but that's really, this probably isn't your first time down here. It's probably isn't your first dance. Probably not your first dance. You know, you're pretty savvy, and that's really why this business here is going to be so successful. The second card is sort of what your passion is and what your greatest talent is, and again, that's a wisdom card, and it's the card of the androgyny, and I hate throwing that card because I always think of that androgynous Pat on Saturday Night Live, but that doesn't mean that you can still have a sex life and pull the androgyny card, but what it is that you can think you think without the emotion of a male or a woman. So that is that's really helping you in this business situation make solid business decisions. You're not making them from a place of emotion or a place of weakness or in the role of the victim. This card in this particular place is a good place for it to be because it helps you. It just shows that you make good, solid decisions. Now, the third card is It is a faith card. The cards are either faith, love, wisdom, or knowledge. And here, I pulled a faith card, and this is what influences. What influences all your choice? You know, what's the overriding factor in your decision making? And it shows your coming up as a faith card. So this is showing me here that that you do walk by faith while still you exercise your free will in a logical, productive manner. You still, I mean, you're your free will comes from a lot of spiritual introspection. I'm sorry, I can't talk very well. So this business, it's no surprise we get people calling in all the time, that they're starting to, and, you know, with, like, financial, I don't sense any financial insecurity, and that's because you've done your, legwork, and that's because you're in a place right now where you are set to launch this and come into a place of great success and notoriety. And now the following, and then the final card is sort of the card, like the missing link card. What is going to help you manifest things and enhance the overall experience? And this is actually a knowledge card, and it is the card of the mirror. What it's saying to me is that probably need to spend a little more quiet time looking, not at God, not at things spiritual, but just yourself, meaning who you are this time around, So this might be, the knowledge card and the and the introspection, and to look in the mirror. Strikes me that there might be some things that, some aspects of your life are going really well, there might be some things that you even haven't had the time to do or forgot that you wanted to do. So I think that you should spend a little bit of time. The cards are saying that perhaps you should spend a little bit of time in some self-introspection. And when I'm talking about that, it's important to be clear that we're talking about you, the human, not your soul. You, the human, having the human experience, look at yourself at a lower vibration and make sure that all your needs are being met, because you're meeting a lot of people's needs, and you're doing your part as being a good citizen on your time on Earth, but I don't think that you are doing enough for yourself and advocating for the things that you truly want out of life. That's what I'm getting here.
Deborah, did that help you? We hope it did. We've got a lot going here. We've got quite a bit with you. We need to get you with us. Oh, you rock, and you're going to have to come down here with me and Amy and come into our class so we can be wild. I hope you like sugar, because I want to make some chocolate cake. I really just feel that we're going to need that. It's like, Amy, can you feel the energy? Amy's got her significant spouse from this past on the other side. Can you feel the energy? That's part of why Amy can't talk. Sometimes he likes to do this, and he's doing some kind of energy. But I laugh because you can feel Amy's guides. And I was getting so much positive. Now I've got the tickles from her and the energy, and I'm like, her and the
angel. Oh, I know, right. The Dead Husbands Club. I have to tell you, I'm not supposed to talk because we're just doing readings, but I had a reading a couple weeks ago, and he referred to himself as my former sweetheart. I'm like, oh, wait, now the dead people are breaking up with me, too. But what he really meant was, I know part of that for me meant I really do need to take a couple leaps of faith and date a little bit. But it also meant that he's, like, going into this role where he wants to tell y'all what to do. He used to just tell me to do. Now he's going to tell me to tell you what to do. So anyway, fun. But, suddenly in the middle of it, I'm like, I get all, like, goo-goo, and I couldn't figure out where I was or what I was doing. So just to explain that.
Thank you, and we got Deborah, we've got you buzzing, and we've got 425 is on the line. You guys are just slamming us. We've got about 9 people. 425, would you like to give me your name and that, and we'll give you a quick reading? I can feel like you've had some other things happen. And 425, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm glad you called in. Are you having a wonderful, getting ready for the holidays madhouse?
I'm trying to avoid it like the plague, actually.
Online? Oh, no.
Yeah. No money, no funny. But I had talked to you previously about the bulldog, although the bulldog.
Mm.
Yeah, and you had said to get a hold of you, and I was so upset that day. I didn't remember what you said or how to, but I'm kind of wondering, now that I'm done being so angry, if you see any of that, just kind of want to know what's going on for the next couple of weeks here. I have a feeling it's going to be exciting, but I'm not sure if it's a good exciting.
Oh, man, I feel the other energy, and I knew with you calling in that it is going there. You know, and I laugh, we call him the bulldog, but we get to be Henri. This is our show and our fun, and I can feel with you, I'm going to have to get your first name, because the guides are giving me two energies with you.
My name is Brandia.
Brandia, I feel like you've had some other situation happen there, and the frustrating thing, we've had this a little bit, is, you know, the love hits them and the Cupid gets them, and then like what Amy was just saying, you know, the other side of the club and the energy happens from both sides. In this case, this person you've got is deliberately trying to, on this side, do with some energy with you to get you upset. I feel like he likes when you're upset. It excites him. You know what I'm saying?
It's a female, but she's very masculine. She's very upsetting.
That's what I was going to say. Please don't get offended, but I'm reading her through the phone, and I'm going, this is one tough cookie. I got to tell you, you know, you're right with the very masculine, and I thank you for not getting offended, because that's very rude to say your friend is like very masculine, and she is, and she's not kidding anybody with this other intent that she's got with you. She's been doing this for a while. It seems like as soon as you get one situation going, I'm really sad to hear you were frustrated, and I hear what the angels are saying with you. They said the other strength of your ability is turning this into, you're going to try and laugh it off, and it's not going to be able to laugh it off. They're telling me that
she's calling state agencies, she's calling the attorney general, she's trying to get me, she's, you know, because I wouldn't play into her little drama thing, and so,
I feel that, and I do feel you coming through it. I know that, this is a case where we've got energies of the guides and they're working with us. I know it's your animal place and you're putting a lot of work there, and we've been putting out the positive to get a hold of different ones there. Definitely send me the information so we can help people get to your site and send donations or be able to help you with it. This is a person that helps with the animal care center that's working here, and someone basically did some horrible things. They came up with a sad thing. We were picking up that the animal, that they took these animals that she really much cared for and did the work, made some false accusations just so they could get attention. And what they've done is they're trying to go after to her facility, and we've been really working with the Psychics Gone Wild to let the light shine on that. Continue to let us know with that. You know, I'm glad you called in with us. We'll keep the prayers coming your way. That's a terrible thing to have happen, especially this time of the year. As we all saw on what's just happened here, if you watched the latest of the news, I had I get a little emails from friends of mine sent me that the newest thing is now when these bad things happen, they run in people and come up with false feelings. You know, Amy and me can tell you both from business and our life in the world, this is where, you know, we come out there as business people and want to do charity and help people, but then you have people like this, and this lady who did this to your center, she needs to be spanked down. She needs to be caught, and she needs to be corrected on the fact that she's harassing your organization. She's out there looking for this attention. Obviously needs some counseling is what I would suggest for, you know, and that's my opinion, but obviously, I mean, honestly, a spiritual belief. But what we're going to do is we're going to put some energy towards you and helping there. And I do know that you've, you know, contacted us. I keep the prayers. We're going to go into the next. We've got a phone thing going a little nuts. 720, you're on next. We've got Amy back. Amy Kavanaugh's here. Amy?
Yep, I'm here.
Good. And we've got 720.
I just wanted to add, because I threw the cards for our last caller, and I'm not going to go through all four of them. I'm just going to give like a single comment based on the four. And it's clear that she pulled three love cards and one faith card. And what's happening is this woman's vendetta and all of this stuff is pulling you away from who you really are, which is a compassionate, loving person. And I think that and then the judgment card came up as to where you are right now. So I feel that you feel that you're in judgment. So while the other, you know, only you and God can judge you. So I think that, you know, the cards are just saying to just return to the person you were before this happened. Make this person, you know, do the legwork, but don't, you know, she's going to win double if she manages to change you in the process. And it sounds like you're being pulled, you know, away from where the judgment card was, away from your usual self that's loving and compassionate. So stop judging yourself about the situation. Throw the situation up to the universe, because God uses everything for good. But in the meantime, you know, you're letting all this stuff, you're sort of beating yourself up with this stuff. But anyway, okay, so now we're on the next caller.
Thank you.
Jethro? Hello?
Hiya, this is Cheyenne. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm sorry, what's your name, Cheyenne?
Yes.
Okay, great. And what's your question?
What I want to know is, I've been going through this stuff at my job, and everybody pretty much has ostracized me, but I received some information this evening, just kind of hanging out, listening to videos and stuff, that I need to run a background check on my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
They're telling me to run a background check on him to find out, because he's, I get that he's not exactly honest about his past, because he was, when I first went to work there in October, he sexually attracted to me, and I could just feel that.
Well, it's interesting, because in the halo of love here, I threw the cards that the top card, which is who you are and what your focus is not wisdom, but knowledge. Knowledge is stuff we gain. Wisdom stuff, that the ancient stuff we carry around, knowledge, and it's the truth. And it's an angel with a sword in her hand, looking for the truth. So, yes, immediately do that background. Do the background check. The second card is a wisdom card. You know, again, this is more your ancient collective wisdom as opposed to what's in the here and now. And it's the mystery of the truth. Again, the truth needs to come out about this situation. Then the third card, which is the card that governs your choices, is the card of a wisdom card, the seeker. I mean, that is what you do if you get to the bottom of things. And, you know, and this is a wisdom card. This is where you're operating from your gut as opposed to, you know, from your head and calculating and things like that. So, again, it's saying that. And then the final card, which is the card that is going to bring resolution to this whole thing, is a knowledge card, and it's the kingdom of pure light. It's to restore the, you know, again, that relates directly to truth. So all of your gut reactions about this person are dead on. There is, you are, you know, no situation that we're ever put in is an accident. They're all lessons tied to, you know, all sorts of things. But your role in this whole thing, which is the first card, is to find the truth in the matter. So, yeah, definitely find out all you can about the person and do a background check. Be careful when you, you know, select the background check, because some of them are better than others. So, you know, do some of your own legwork first, and then figure out the things. You're going to have to do some of this on your own. So you figure out where, because all the wisdom you have, you have an uncanny ability to get to the bottom of things. Probably better than whoever you would hire to do this stuff. So do the legwork yourself, find where you think the missing little holes are, and then ask for help in those areas. But yes, you're dead on. According to these cards, you're dead on the fact that there is some this situation, your workplace is not in the light. Your workplace is not enlightened about something. So I would presume it's that it is your boss.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Yes, and I agree. And Cheyenne, and I thank you. I know the phone's been going in and out, but you got most of that, right? Cheyenne? Okay, we're going to go ahead and go on. 402, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. Can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can.
Yay, you got in, and it's wilder than everything. This is Psychic Jethro with Amy Cavanaugh, and we've got about 50 people. It's spinning. A lot of you guys are still on, but you can't hear us. 402, you can hear me. Would you like to ask Amy a specific question? I feel like you've got something going. And give us your first name, please.
My name is Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready. I just really wanted to know if there's, like, a message. I have to make a decision, and I just don't know what to do. I just want to know if there's a message for me or, like, from my spirit guides or angels or any message for me, just a hint of what I should do.
Well, the cards that I'm throwing here, and I've got to go start doing this a little bit faster, so I'm going to just cut to the chase here, which is like, you know, the end card, the end of, you know, the card of what you have to do right now to get to where you want to be. And it is a knowledge card, which, you know, knowledge is sort of of earthly understanding. And it is a card, it's the solitary, saying that you should be alone right now. So if your question and the information you're looking for has to do with a relationship, I hate to say this right before, well, get the Christmas present first, but probably yeah. Going to be better off on your own. It doesn't mean you're going to be on your own forever, but right now the card is from the Gospel of St. Thomas. It says, blessed are those who are solitary, for you will find the kingdom because you have come from it and you will go there again. So this card is saying to me that, you know, if it's a relationship that you're concerned about, either you should probably, you know, look to end the relationship or look to somehow change the relationship. If it's a job situation, this card would be telling me that you should be going off and trying to do something on your own instead of working for someone. So in order to speed things around, okay, so did you want to say something?
The situation is that I went to the doctor today, and I basically have to make a decision. The doctor can give me a hormone pill that can make me ovulate, and I can have one more baby if I would like to, or no more kids for me.
Well,
so
and
you're
I
saying
think
on my
that
own.
The card is saying, yeah, I think that the card is saying, well, then let's go down to this other card here. First of all, the card from, you know, your core self is you are the blessed one. You are, and, the other card here, which is the card that governs your choices, is the card of the goddess. And, you know, it's actually an interesting card because the goddess is all things female. She's the honored and the scorned, the whore and the holy one, the wife and the virgin, the mother and the daughter, the barren one and the mother. So, but then when I go, that was the card right before the card that says that it's the solitary card. I'm certainly not going to use cards to tell you what to do about something that's as important as that. But the card right before it, I think, is trying to say that there are other ways to be I mean, no, I just don't want to, you know, this decision is truly yours. I mean, I'm saying that the card, you know, the car
you're saying
is probably not, you know.
It's okay to give me the message. I have five children, so if the card's saying, like, probably a sixth child, you know, it's just too much, then it's too much.
Yeah, Ashley. And I apologize.
I would say the card is that the cards are, especially the two cards in the goddess card, which came first, and that's why you really have to read all of them. I'm trying to cut corners here. You know, there's other ways that you can, you know, be seen, you know, there's other aspects of being female other than just having children. And this is saying it's probably not the right time to have another kid.
Yes,
okay.
And I'm feeling too with you, Ashley. You're a good person. I apologize, cutting in, but I just really can feel, that's why
Thank
I felt
you.
At first if you were ready, is I feel there's some, not just a little sadness, but you've got a lot going on there. Are you making sure and take care of you? I'm going to mother you for a little bit. I feel like you're a little, I mean, and you've got that many children. My mom had eight, and I know that's a good work, and I feel you're very good at it, but you're going to be taking care of you. I'm feeling like it isn't just this system. I feel like you're getting so much pull. I want to make sure, because I feel a little bit of, the guys are saying, like, you know, I agree with Amy and what she's saying about the natural and the energy of they're saying not right now. I'm also making sure that you take care of Ashley. You've got to take that little time for the happy bubble bath and the great thing and being all that. You are a woman. Here you roar.
Yeah, I am. And I'm taking the time. Like, I knew that I had an issue going on with me, but I kind of just, you know, I don't know about other people, but for me, I just am the type of person that I would rather not know than know, but it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just time to know what's wrong with me, you know.
I see you getting through, and I feel a little bit of the ache and the pain, and I it's ironic, you know, being a psychic, especially with, I mean, obviously, I don't have the same utensils that you do. Let's be blunt here. We're on adults, so, but I'm feeling some sense there as you were talking, and Amy was feeling it, and you two were reading, and I'm going, I really want to make sure you take care of you first and foremost, and I am a very advocate, I mean, with what everyone knows. I mean, I love kids. The old prophecy for me was that I would have many, you know, and I would say have, but make many, many children, and the guides and the energies did exactly what Amy just said there. We're using the other tools. You know, you want to make sure. I feel with you, the really great thing is that what Amy just gave you really strong and the gift and the energy there was to make sure with this and that. Because I feel like now, and I have all these energies with different people who are mine. I have people I caregive and do with this energy. I end up having two sons in this life, plus a daughter, and I have a whole cycle there. But I have this energy that really strengthens everyone. And I see that with you, and I want to make sure. And the reason I want to step in here a little bit is we got some blessings for you, Ashley. And you definitely keep following along with the show and everything. And I know this is real personal, and I thank you for coming on. I feel like you need some friends, too. You need some adult time. I'm feeling all this energy you're giving out, and I'm like, you can help them all these kids, and I love it. See, that would have been my thing. I used to be a coalition advocate. I could have had, like, 8 to 12 kids in a room. My kids will tell you, my grandkids would tease me, but I love, like, when I worked in there, like, with my nephews and nieces, and our family, it would be nothing to have 12 to 14 kids, and I'd be helping everybody, and I always liked the energy. As I've gotten older, I'd be probably not so special, but I know with you, I can feel you've got all that. It's just I want to make sure. They're telling me that physically this is a little bit more than you want to go to, so just so you know. You know, look into the angels and the prayer there of making sure the five souls that you've got here love you so dearly. If another one was to come through, sometimes the angels will just bring a lot of children, and we want to make sure that you're taking care and the kids that you've got here. So I feel that you're probably, like you said, I feel like a little depression here, and it is the hard part. This is the holiday. This is the time of the year where you want to go kick Santa. You know, it's like, whoa.
Well, I'm 25 years old, so then I just think, like, if I can't have any more kids, I mean, what if I'm in my 30s and I want to have another child? Like, this is my last chance because, you know, who's to say if she puts me on the other hormones that will regulate me but I won't get pregnant? If I stop that, who's to say that I'll be able to get pregnant?
Like Amy said, you'll be able to do other things. And the really great thing is that, like, okay, and you have five children. I mean, so blessed. A blessing that you've got five souls that are over here that love you dearly. You've got me ready to just cry. I'm like, you've done your stripes, girl. Now let's get you on rolling. You know, I've got to go. They're giving me the beep. I hope I helped you. Please, if I offended you, don't get mad.
Yeah.
You know I care for
you. No, 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 no. No offending me.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for calling in. You bring in the topic to Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to go into another wilder. Continue to listen in for the free stuff, the games, the fun. Ashley, blessings to you. 918, you're on with the wildest ones. How are you, 918?
Hi, Jethro. This is
Hello.
Vicky.
Hi.
Hi. I was just wanting to see if Amy saw anything for the new year coming up. You know, I just lost my husband. You know, and it's still pretty rough.
Hold on here. We went through so many readings. I've got to recycle the cards. I've got to get them clean off from all this other crazy stuff that went on.
No problem, Amy, and we thank you. We're working this together. We're giving you our Christmas fun as much as we can. And Vicky, I'm so glad you called back. You're one of our family, and I do see some stuff coming in and happening. I feel that you're going to be having some outside people coming in as friends. I see a little bit of your temper there because I see you're doing the same thing that Amy did. Like she was joking earlier, but he's still a part of you and the energy that you're not going to – you don't feel comfortable with people around, but I feel like there's going to be some people maybe trying to become friends or trying to do it, and you're going to need a little of that support. It's okay, you know. I realize that you were married. I realize the thing of having some people kind of help you a little bit. I see you're doing – and Amy's going to catch me later. She lives only in Jackson, so she can beat me up. But you guys get so strong in this energy, and you are – unfortunately, the word widow brings on – a whole terminology. What I feel with you is that you're getting real strong, Vicky. I can feel the same energy that we have around Amy. I mean, Amy comes on like, boom, and when she hits, it's like a hurricane. You're going, oh, no. And yet you go, oh, my gosh, we're spellbound by Amy. That's why we all love her on Psychics Gone Wild. I feel that same energy is happening for you, Vicky. I feel that you're strengthening up because there's a little bit of anger. There's a lot of anger here. I mean,
yeah.
It's not, you know, you're going, I lost my man, I'm sitting here now, and like Amy said earlier, she's got some stuff over there, they're telling her, well, now Keith's not playing. She's like, what do you mean, now I'm getting dumped by the dead people? You know, I couldn't believe she said it. Amy's pretty blunt. What I'm feeling with you and the energy really going here, Vicky, is I feel that the love and the strength from the angels is building it up, and they're telling me that you're finding out some of this stuff the hard way, that, okay, some of the paperwork and some of the stuff that was going on wasn't exactly what you thought, and it frustrates you because he kind of handled that.
Yeah.
He handled this, and I'm getting it's going to come through okay. I feel like you've got some substance there. I feel like you are, just like I said, like Amy, you're building up that storm, and you're going to, in the Native American, what we call, you're going to rain. It's clouding up. Look out, because they're showing me in January, Vicky's about ready to start ripping a little bit of heads loose. The first thing out is nobody steps on Vicky's toes. She lost her man. She didn't lose her mind. She's pretty much had enough. Yeah, but I can feel the buzzers are like, you're catching on why people are leaving my neighborhood alone. They're not so sure if you're going to take and give them a handout or take a baseball bat to them. You've just about had enough. You know, and you need that laugh. You need that silly. I mean, you need to have a little bit of this, like you've got other social. The guys are telling me that, you know, this is Amy's area a lot more, but I keep seeing that a lot of energy cycling there. They're telling me you need to be able to kind of do some different pattern. It's okay to grieve, and Amy's more better in that area, but they tell me try a little bit of different pattern, something that you and him didn't do altogether a little bit, because you've got some anger in you, girl. I mean, I'm feeling it through the phone, Vicky. When you call me before, I'm like, what a sweet little angel. Now I'm like, oh, no, she's got the Amy Kavanaugh fever, and it's like, somebody's going to catch it, because what happens when I get the energy as a psychic is it's great in business and it's good in energy, but what's gone on is it's strengthening. Amy will be able to tell you a little more what she's seen in your future. She's dealt with grief a lot stronger in this area than I have, especially when a spouse, but I don't know what to call it. Amy's got better wording, but you've got, like Native American wise, you've got some storms going on. Your totems are going, uh-uh, don't tread on me, you know.
Yeah, and what the cards pulled here is, you know, from where you've been, you know, your purpose in life. You know, I pulled the faith number one card, and it's got a big old picture of Jesus on the cross. And you ask any widow, and sometimes you feel like Jesus got, you know, a better deal than we did. And because all he had to do was, like, hang out in the sun and get a little suntan, and then he gets to go float away. And we got stuck down here, you know. And But it all needs to come. It all just needs to come. It all needs to come full circle. The second card saying that where you get your energy and you get your passion, it, what fuels you is adoration, and you're not getting any of that. You know, you're not getting that any of that at this particular point in time. The card that's governing your choices right now is the card of healing. And in order to move forward, some healing is going to have to take place. And sometimes it's really, sometimes it's just really hard to give up that, you know, to allow yourself to heal. Because once you're healed, you don't get to operate under the special laws anymore, you know. You can hide behind, you know, grief takes its time. Grief, you need to hold on to the grief forever because that never goes away. But it's kind of like peeling an onion. You have to get rid of all the other stuff that you think is happening to you because your husband died, but it can be solved. You know, the fact that, you know, your husband is not going to come back in his old body, and that can't happen. So that part we grieve, but there's also some healing that has to take place. We have to let go of the anger, let go of some of the fights, and drop some of the fights. And really, and the fourth card, which is really the where you're going with all this, is you just need to it's just saying that at some point in time when you're ready, and you can take as long as you want, but you know, the sooner get to this point, the happier you're going to be, is a wisdom card, which is saying that you're going to take, you know, you've just been living on faith and, you know, walking through all this. It needs to just sort of get wrapped up and turn into wisdom. You're a new person. You're never going to be, you're not, you know, I think one of the things that all people who have lost, but especially they want their old life back, but you're not getting your old life back, which is the good news and the bad news. You know, the good news is that from everything you've gone through, you're going to be this new, improved version of yourself and are going to be able to address situations just in a whole new light based on everything you learned. But we now have music.
And I apologize, that was Psyche Jethro getting nervous here, trying to move things around, and I hit the wrong button. I'm having a Christmas. We love you, Vicki. Merry Christmas.
Anyway, you get the basic picture. It's all, you know, it's all good, but you need to love, and I don't know if it's going to be self-love or if that means you're supposed to go out and start dating, but you need to take your new wisdom and use it to generate some love. In your experience, some love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Vicki. Continue to follow in. Have you guys heard that earlier we did the giving out? We're giving a little longer. We're giving you all readings. Everybody's going through. We've got more callers. You guys got to quit calling. We love you. Hang on, because we gave away two readings, or winners tonight, not readings. Apologize. I don't want to say that I got in trouble today because somebody got their package and they already wrote me there wasn't a reading in it. And what is wrong with Psyche Jethro? He's not giving out freebie readings anymore. Well, you guys, I give out other stuff. Leave me alone. We've got Debbie Selby. You're a winner. And we've got the other winner was Sue Billings. You were the two winners tonight on the Friday night show, and we're going to continue to do this. Vicki, we hope we helped you. Please continue in. We got prayers for you. We're going on to the next caller, 720-366. You're on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Ibatar. How are the both of you this evening?
Being wild, and welcoming you in. We're going real quick to Avatar. We've got people behind you. We got to like them going. We did a little bit longer to get this in. We're running on overtime. We welcome you.
I just wanted to share with you. I had an experience with my ex, and you know, we had talked about this private reading. He came to me and he told me the reason why he has not left because he wanted to make amends with me, I told him that I forgave him and that I loved him, and that he told me that he wasn't going to be around much longer, and he told me that everything is taken care of. So.
And I feel it is, and you know, when we looking at this, and we'll do privately on the other, but it is, and I feel that this is some things financially and some other things there for you, and I wish you the energy on an avatar, and I like what you're doing here. You thank you for confirming. See, now this is why we love Avatar. See, I do all this hard work for you guys, and you forget me. Avatar remembers my phone number. She knows my name. No, I'm teasing you, Avatar. But thank you, and I do feel that, you know, you're confirming what we did talk about in the reading. I also am making sure, are you getting enough rest?
Sleep is being broken at night.
Okay, well now.
Remember we had talked about before.
Yes, and you're going to be really grounded by me again. I want you putting in one of those little party lights, they call it a blue light, in the room. They show me that you're putting that in like a bulb where you turn it in and then you leave it on for a little bit, do some color healing there, relax, breathe, heal, harmonize. Blue is not only a positive energy, maybe even a green light. I've seen people do that for calm energy. Usually it does growth. I want you to do blue. They keep showing me blue. They said that you need that energy right now. You're really sensitive. What we were just talking about, we weren't going to do a lot of talking. We're doing readings, you guys, so you can't get me and Amy in trouble. They're telling us that avatar. They said you've got that and it's working there. Make sure you're getting this other energy, just even if it's an hour or two. They're only like $2 or $3 at Walmart. You can get what they call a party light and just put in that bulb that's a different color and put that in. Breathe that energy and feeling it, absorbing around it, because you're picking up extra energy. You're ready to plug in, Avatar. We're going to have you run in the vacuum without putting it into the wall if you don't be careful. I'm like, good gosh, we just were talking about Amy being a hurricane. Well, you're a voltage regulator. You two together are like, blah, blah, blah. And what they're telling me with this new energy is we want to make sure you're doing that. Those of you who are doing your energy vibrational, make sure you're doing the showers, the vibration of visualize it coming down like they used to on the old movies of the beam me up and beam me around, coming down and shutting that off. So use your water if you're doing showers to do the energy. Make sure at least twice a day, those of you who are practicing metaphysical energy, or in this case, Avatar, who is metaphysical, very psychic, very much a healer, and has got natural doses of gift, make sure you're doing that. Whether you're sitting down and doing a 10 or 15 minutes meditation and prayer, shedding that off. Because as we're going through this, as Amy even brought up 3 days of dark, we've got that happening. Those people are feeling
it. You have to shut it off?
Shut it. What you're doing is you're trying to shut it off. You're trying to relax it. You're giving yourself where you're toning it down and keeping your energy pulled in. And then you're visualizing that golden showers or energies washing down and into the ground and on you. You're going to feel so released because what's happening is all that extra energy is pulling energy in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you've got, when I pulled the cards for you, you've got three wisdom cards. And that, you know, and the wisdom is the it's like the universal knowledge. And you also, your passion is to be a teacher. And you're, you know, not to be a teacher, like go to teach in a classroom, but it's just, you know, that's your role in the, you know, your role in the universe came with great wisdom. You're here to teach. And not only is it teaching, but then the next card in the four card ring is that of an apostle. So you're teaching, you know, you're not teaching, you know, reading and writing and arithmetic. You're teaching, you know, the important stuff, you know, you're teaching the important stuff. And then your fourth card was actually, and I love this saying here at the bottom, but what Jethro says is good. Be as gentle as doves and as wise as serpents. So you've got all the wisdom, but you need to be a little gentler. and sleep is a great way, you know, that's the people like us hate sleeping because we might miss something. We might miss a message, but really need, you know, some good sleep. What Jethro was saying about the lights, and then also you might want to consider some lavender just to kind of, you know, you can buy this like lavender baby lotion at the dollar store, and it's wonderful, and it just kind of slows you down and will, you know, because you've got enough. You're not going to miss anything. You're not going to miss anything if you get 8 hours sleep because you've got all this great wisdom here. So,
okay.
the universe expects a lot. You know, the universe put a lot on you because you came here. They pre-programmed you with tons of important knowledge and gave you the assignment to share that with everybody. But yeah, be as gentle as the dove.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Avatar. Don't get too much snow up there. We're in Florida. If you get ready for some warm weather, we're down here dancing in the sand.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. We love all of you guys up there. Keep on going, and we're going to turn around and go into 617. You have also been in the almost the whole night to get to talk to Psychics Gone Wild, Jethro and Amy. How are you, 617?
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Is the man there? Should we hang up?
I was just standing there just listening. That's all I was doing.
Oh, now you're just listening to us. Now because your man come home, you don't know me. I know the rule.
No, that's why I'm calling you. Is he cheating on me? He's not cheating on me, is he?
Oh, my God. He better not. He made me hang up on you, and I couldn't even talk to my friend. He better be staying home taking care of. Oh, we're trading him in. I'm going to have Amy do some looking here. I'm feeling energy with you. Did you get your...
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I left a message on your answer machine. Yes, I did.
My guides in Tampa are little pirates. They've got like a parrot. They send me my messages if and when they feel like it. And they told me there's four towers in Tampa. This is what they told us physically. I think they're fibbing. I think there's two cool lead stands and a few strings and cups they're throwing around on this island. No, I don't think that's what my phones are. It's just horrible. I'm teasing, but it's also pretty silly. My phone does. I'm glad you got the Mac package in the mail. And congratulations here. Amy, you're a female, and I Amy's pretty straight from the heart. What are you feeling with Catherine? Talk to her and let her know, is her man being good?
Yeah, I mean the cards are telling me that he is. The cards are telling me that he is because you also come here. You also came here pre-programmed with great amount of wisdom. And then I also pulled, but it's in a different spot, the card, be gentle as a dove and wise as a serpent. So what that's telling me is that because of the position of that card, if he was, you wouldn't just have an inkling, you would know it. Sadly, though, because if that's what, you know, if you are, you know, by asking the question, you're setting the opportunity for that to be a reality. And a lot of times we would rather be right than happy. So be careful, because in the, I'm doing this a little bit quick here, but in the all-important fourth position, which is what you need right now, it is the only place that you, or actually pull the wisdom, faith, knowledge and love card. That means that you're well bent. You know, that's a nice balance when you have the four of them in a situation. But in the all important four spot, saying that you need to have compassion. So you need to put the past behind you, and you need to approach this relationship with love, but love that reflects who you truly are, which is this person who has great wisdom and great faith. You know, in your third card, it says that it's the keys in your hand. You are in the driver's seat as far as this goes. But you are, what the cards are telling me is that if left to your own device, you know, on your worst day, you wake up with a headache and you don't feel like being the bearer of love and light for the universe, you're going to approach this situation with not as much love and compassion as the situation deserves, and you know that's just what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that he's not, but I'm seeing that it's almost like you want him to. I'm not saying you want him to, but your evil self, you know, the 3 days of darkness, cool. The 3 days of darkness self wants him to, because you want to be right and angry and be able to say, go fuck yourself. Sorry, that's a flip. But love and compassion.
Only reason why I asked that because I see he have a lot of little ex-girlfriends and stuff, be calling them. His ex-wife and stuff, too. So I was like, is he still talking with these people?
Well, look at me. I mean, I think my dead husband's cheating on me. it's our nature. It's our nature, especially if we, you know, if it's happened to us, to us before. It's a great fear of all women. It's the worst possible thing I think that could happen to someone. And a lot of the widows argue that it's worse that your husband dies than cheats on you. But I don't know. For some people who have been cheated upon, I would beg to differ. It's a very painful thing to have happen. But in the all-important spot here, it's just saying that, you know, what is going to your heart, what your heart is telling you to do is just approach this with love and compassion. And the other cards are saying to me that you're smart enough, you know, you're not going to be, everything else is in a good position. So you have all the tools, you know, you have everything, you know, you're not going to be fooled, but it's the card is saying that you might just be withholding a little bit of the kind of love, like, you know, like how Jesus loved people, like the right way. Just make sure, like, when you're talking to him, pretend your mouth is like where your heart is. Make sure your words are coming from your heart, you know. Pretend the hole is like in your heart, and that it's just, you know, and that it's just coming out. You know, make sure everything gets filtered. Make sure everything gets filtered through your heart.
Gotcha.
So Merry Christmas to you, and knowing that there's better stuff at home for him. Catherine, blessings to you. Thank you for calling. Merry Christmas, kid, putting in, and I'm sure we will be talking to you again. You've become one of our friends.
Yes, you sure will be talking to me again.
We thank you. We're going in. We've got only 4 minutes. I'm cutting everybody off, and I'm not doing it to be rude. You guys know I would never do that. 917, you may be our last caller. We've also got 313 and 720 waiting, but 917, you're in.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Really good. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
Yeah, this is Ashiel. This is my second time talking to you.
Excellent.
And I'm planning to have a private reading with you anyways.
Thank you.
But my question tonight is, what's coming up for 2013?
Okay, and we've got Amy Kavanaugh looking at her cards. She's going through. Amy's putting the cards out as we talk. I feel like thank you for the compliment of having a reading with me. And that, let everybody know right here real quick before we go. That's what continues to get the show going. Going on and doing the site of thejethrosmith.net so we can continue to do this. I give you guys a little bit of reading to see if I'm your reader and you continue to do. I want to thank you. I love all of you friends in the chat room. Sometimes when we do have the other ones in the chat room, I don't have the chat room. So I want to thank you, Jan and Becky and obviously Amy and you guys on there a little bit, because if it is a lot of intense in there, I know there's some people tonight that didn't believe. I don't mind if you come on, but guys, just respect what we do, because if you're, you know, in, know that I don't always do it. Neil, I thank you for letting me get on my pedestal for a minute. I am feeling what's coming for you in the year is a lot of activity, and I do remember a little bit of reading. I'm going to have to get your date of birth, because your guides are showing me two energies with you. We've got 3 minutes. You're going to get a quick reading from Amy for two, and I'm going to just go ahead and give me your date of birth, and I feel that you've got two things happening for you. One is your something about your work, and the other thing is they keep telling me you're not done handling some of the family situation.
Okay. August 2nd, 69.
Okay, and the guides are telling me with you that you are going to be looking at some other things that you wanted to have happen, and that is taking care of a lot of activities for you. They said you've got quite a bit of activities there. Amy, are you getting much?
Yeah. Well, what I've gotten here is you've got two love cards here. You've got your card in the second position is a love card where it's saying that you are fueled by but you need answer. You know, you need answers. You don't really walk by faith. You know, you don't walk by faith. You get your faith by getting the answers. But it's also telling me that you have a very clear understanding of yourself. You have very solid solar plexus chakra. You're very comfortable with who you are. But what it's also telling me, and I think Jethro picked up on this as well, is that in the position that you're in right now, all of your choices are not being made for you and for yourself and for your passion, but you're in the role of a supporter. You're having to absorb, be the rock for a lot of other people and help other people who are not as evolved, who do not have as many answers, and that this is really taking its toll. And unfortunately, and I wish all the cards could just have like happy thoughts, and well, we will always live, and they lived happily ever after. But sometimes we don't know, because it's not, if it's not happy, it's not over. But what the card is in the fourth position, which is what's going to bring, there's going to be some unfortunate circumstances. I think that you're either going to have, that you might have to, there's either going to be a change in the, in a situation of one of these people that you're supporting, or, but that it'll be fine because you have sufficient faith for it. But my cards are not saying that, you know, you're getting ready to walk on easy street. My cards are telling me that there's going to be something very difficult in the first part of 2013 that's going to need to come to resolution, because you can't have it any other. It's just going to come to, some.
And we thank you, Amy. We know it's at the last few seconds. We thank all of you guys who've been listening and working with us so much. We're going to go off the air right now. We've given you the extra Merry Christmas from Psyche's Gone Wild. Talk.